चक्षुर उन्मिलितम येना तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। द स्क्रिप्चर्स आर वर्ड ऑफ गॉड, नॉट एवरीबडी एग्रीज। इवन कुरान वॉज स्पोकन टू मोहम्मद, ही वॉज टेकन टू माउंटेन एंड देन लॉर्ड स्पोक टू हिम। Bible was engraved in on the mountain, all the Ten Commandments and everything else. And Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Lord. And all the other scriptures were written down by Vyasadeva on the order of the Lord. Whatever Lord wanted to tell was written down by the sage, because in Kali Yuga nobody will remember anything. Everybody was Shruti Dhar in the previous times, which means whatever was spoken, they would remember as it is. They would hold whatever is heard by them. They will not lose it. But at the beginning of Kali Yuga, it was noticed that people will lose memory. They will not have any memory. That is why Vyasadeva came down and he wrote everything down, so that people can refer again and again. If you want to revise anything, you can read again. So the word of God was in the form of sound, came in the form of writings. Okay. So first of all, when you start reading any scripture, anybody reads any scripture, they have to understand that we are not reading stories. And it is not meant for entertainment. That we should be very clear. It's a very sacred activity. And the activity is so important that it is going to relieve you from the sufferings of material life. It is going to free you from the bondage and is going to allow you to reach the kingdom of God. That understanding one must have is like reading Pulat Deshpande's novel and reading a scripture. There are two different things, you know. They both may be great in their own way. But one will have mental entertainment and another will release the soul from bondage of birth and death. The two different great, different things. So first of all, before you read any scripture, you have to understand what are you reading. And if you understand the glory of that scripture, then you will be able to put everything aside and put your mind to that. Even if it is half an hour, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. It's not just time pass. By the way, I'm not getting a sleep in the night, so let me just open a book. And then you fall asleep. That is not the scriptural reading is all about. Scriptural reading is that when you are totally fresh, you are absolutely taken good rest, and you are, before you do anything else in the world that will tire you, before that you read scripture to imbibe the message so that you can follow that in your life. That is what scripture reading is. It's not just, it's a very serious activity. It is activity where your mind, body and soul, all three have to be engaged and involved. Because the word of God is powerful enough to relieve you of the repeated cycles of birth and death and allow you to enter His kingdom and give you eternal blissful and full of knowledge life. That is why first you create bhumika, that means you create your consciousness ready for reading, accepting scripture. Otherwise scripture many people read, but why don't they get any result that is desired? Because the approach is different. Some may approach scripture to get something for them, say money or good wife, good husband. If I do pious activity, then I may prosper in my life. That is maybe somebody's purpose of reading scripture. And somebody's purpose may be there to enjoy life. They will like to do something, get some pious credits for them, so that you can enjoy in this life. They are looking for happiness. So they are looking for happiness and they think by doing this is a very good activity, God will be pleased with me, He'll give me enjoyment of this life. Some other people will read scriptures for getting liberated from cycle of birth and death. It means moksha, freedom from birth and death. And some other people may read scriptures to develop love for God. And amongst all these various purposes which I have just mentioned, 4 or 5 to you, there may be many other selfish motivations to read scripture. Scripture is one, but you are approaching for different purposes. Like I may approach you to get good food from you, or I may approach you for getting good surgery in operation theater, or I may approach you to hear some song from you, or I may approach for many other purposes, you know, which are selfish purposes. But the true purpose of reading scripture is to develop loving devotional sentiment to God. Rest all are secondary purposes. By the way, when you develop loving sentiment to God, automatically you are liberated from cycle of birth and death. It's like a byproduct. You don't have to work separately for that. If you get 1,000 rupees, then you can solve your all problems of 100 rupees also. Is that right? When you get 1 lakh rupees, all your problems of 1,000 rupees are solved, because lakh rupee contains many thousands of rupees. Right? So, first of all, you have to understand that we should read scriptures, which is the word of God, for the highest purpose. We should not compromise ourselves with something secondary or tertiary. We should get the best of all results when we do the activity. But for that, to get the best of all results of reading scripture, you should first prepare your consciousness. So first I said, know what you are doing. Know the glory of the activity that you are doing. It is not simply meant for prosperity, simply meant for becoming happy in this world, simply meant for getting money or wealth or position or promotion or any other happiness, sense gratification. It is meant for developing love for God. That is knowledge. So you understood now what the activity is. Second thing is preparation of your consciousness. How do we prepare? If you want to get the purest benefit of the scripture reading, you have to lead a pure life yourself also. You cannot lead a contaminated life and expect pure results. So for that we follow principles. We don't eat food made out of violence to other living entities, food gained by harming others, creating pain to others, you know, cheating others, manipulating others and other things. We eat food out of legitimate activities, pure activities, without causing any pain to any other living entity. And that food is offered to God and we eat that. We chant the holy name of the Lord, pray to the Lord and try to attract His mercy. We regularly meet fellow devotees, you know, in church, in Quran, in mosque or in temples or in other assemblies where the discussion about the glories of the Lord is done. This is one of the activities where we are coming together, maybe in the name of nurses or in the name of MLM or whatever name can be given. The purpose is to come together and discuss the glories of the Lord and subjects which are in connection with the Lord. That is called association. So such things when you do, your life becomes more and more and more pure. You become more and more free from sinful activities. Knowingly, unknowingly, you are relieved of all those things. Even if you are committing some sinful activities like breathing. How is breathing sinful? Because when you breathe air, so many bacteria are killed. When you digest food, so many bacteria are killed. When you cook food, so many bacteria are killed. When you step on the ground, so many germs are killed. You take antibiotics, so many germs are killed. So there is sin around us, everywhere. You may know or may not know. You may take to defend yourself, but still there are difficulties caused. So that is why we chant the holy name of the Lord. Somehow to relieve ourselves of the sinful effects of our day-to-day activities, knowingly or unknowingly. Everybody is here surrounded by sinful activities, knowingly or unknowingly. But by daily chanting, then we get freed from that. So when we get more and more and more free from sinful activities, the word is a little harsh actually, sinful activities, but nobody means to perform sins, but somehow material life is incorporated with sins, unknowingly. We don't intend to harm somebody, but still when you step on the road, maybe ant may be killed and maybe cockroach may be smashed and so many things may happen, right? You may spray your house and so many mosquitoes will be killed. You may put Dettol or phenol on the floor and so many unseen germs will be killed. When you brush your teeth in the morning, so many millions of bacteria will be killed, right? From these sinful activities, we will be freed when we chant the holy name of the Lord. And when In such consciousness, when you read scriptures, then you get the full benefit. Now I'll tell you a very wonderful example. I am reading these days what I have read even 15 years back also. Some things I am reading now which I read 25 years back also. But what is the difference? When today when I read, I get deeper realizations of that. The same things, the same shloka I may read today and I may get totally different understanding of that. Why is that? Because when I read it that time, I was only chanting 1 year. And now when I read the same thing, I am chanting already 25 years are over. So the benefit is there. The more you spend years and time in chanting the name of the Lord, the more doors of, you know, realizations and understanding are open to you. More and more and more and more in-depth understanding is there. The same thing scripture which you may read today and you read next year, and throughout the year you keep chanting your holy name of the Lord, then the understanding of the same thing next year will be different. The Lord will take you to a different dimension of understanding of that particular chapter or that particular verses. You know? So spiritual life, following that is very important. That cannot be undermined. You may be anybody, you may be anything, you may be from any caste, any creed, any nationality, any language, anything may be there. But to understand scripture, purity has to be there. Without having purity, won't be any concentration also. Because impurity will distract you from your concentration. And purity will help you to concentrate. So we have to lead a pure life. We cannot just read the scripture as a ritual. कि मुझे इतना पढ़ना है भाई, मेरा रोज का नियम है कॉलेज जाने के पहले इतना पढ़ के जाना है. इट्स नॉट लाइक दैट. इफ इट मेक इट अ रिचुअल, देन लॉर्ड विल गिव द बेनिफिट ऑफ द रिचुअल ओनली टू यू. द इन डेप्थ अंडरस्टैंडिंग विल नॉट बी देयर. बट व्हेन यू लीव अ प्योर लाइफ, देन व्हाट हैपेंस, द लॉर्ड अलाउज यू टू अंडरस्टैंड इन डेप्थ अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ द स्क्रिप्चर. और यू कैन से अंडरस्टैंडिंग बिटवीन टू लाइन्स. व्हाट वी से, reading between two lines. There are some garbhit artha, that is inside the only somebody has to explain to you this is the meaning like this. Many times we read scripture and we get many questions. Aisa kyun hua? Why Krishna did this? Why this happened? Why that happened? Then somebody who is realized, who is living a pure life, will come and explain to you this is how it is. So you get in-depth understanding of that. So you never make scriptural reading as ritual. Never do that. Don't do it, Shravan Mas hai, isliye aapko padhna hai. Don't do that. Read scriptures throughout the year with great love and devotion and respect for the Lord. And with that you do, when you offer yourself with body, mind, intelligence, attention, time to the understanding of the scripture, then the Lord will personally reveal to you what He wants to tell you through that. It's not the lines or the language or Sanskrit or English or Arabic or Hebrew. That's not the means of conveying to you. The conveyance of the meaning is from Lord's heart to your heart. Then there is perfect reading. The Lord has to reveal to you what He wants to convey to you. What Lord intended to tell us when He told something, that intentions will be revealed to you when you read with pure devotion in the heart. And it's a very powerful activity. To come across the word of the Lord is not ordinary. That is the ultimate. That's why we read those words of God to a dying soul also. Because through those words, the soul who is dying, the person who is dying, soul never dies, the soul lives. The person who is living, he gets connected with the Lord through the word of the Lord. And one has to have that faith, whatever Lord has spoken, those words can directly connect you with the Lord. So when you are reading a scripture, we should be sure that you are directly connected to the Lord. For example, 2 days back I was reading Ramayana. Because I am going to Nasik today. So I thought I will read some Lord Ram's pastimes happened in Nasik and everything. And I just started before that, before he was exiled in the forest. And I read about Lord Ramchandra's marriage with Sita, Lord Ramchandra's going Vishwamitra Muni, and he broke the bow of Shiva, and then Sita was married to him, and what happened, how things happened, all those things were, And believe me, I became so blissful, you know. So blissful I became just by reading Lord's pastime. It can be also a story of somebody getting married, so you read something and you feel happy. But it's not like that. These characters are not film heroes or heroines or kalpanik. They're not imaginary characters, you know. Nayak of the story and Nayika of the story. Aisa nahi ho. They are supreme lords themselves. And they have come down on the earth to perform their pastimes. And that you read, you get tremendous spiritual benefit. And by the way, also you become happy. What happens when you read scriptures? When you read scriptures in a summerous mood, you get completely engrossed in that. You actually rise above from your day-to-day life, the plane of your life, what you are living today. What is the material plane? Okay, you are in the hospital, 9 o'clock you are here, 10 o'clock you are with the meeting, 9 o'clock, again 3 o'clock you are here, there, 5 o'clock you punch your card, you go home. This is your material plane, if you are acting. When you read scriptures, your whatever plane you are living, family plane or professional plane or whichever plane you are on, the scriptural reading with concentration when you do, it lifts you from all the platforms and puts you on the spiritual platform. And then what's happening on that platform will directly give you the experience of being with the Lord. You can experience being with the Lord. And for that period of time, you'll forget all your miseries, your physical miseries, your disease, your fever, your all whatever other pains you have. And you'll remember that for this much period, I was not having any pain. I was totally transcendental. I have transcended all the so-called planes which are giving me pain and pleasure, happiness and sorrow. This plane is cancelled by scriptural reading. It takes you above the plane. And then once you start getting the taste of that, you love to remain there only. You love to remain immersed. We have one Swamiji called as His Holiness Radha Govinda Swamiji. You know, he's famous for his Bhagavatam series of lectures. Wherever he goes, he speaks minimum for 7 days. And that too for many hours a day. And then he will not speak for whole Bhagavatam. He will take one chapter and he will speak for 7 days on that. That means minimum 24 hours he will speak on one chapter. And he is totally immersed, you know. He has, of late he got attack of paralysis, hemiplegia. And he couldn't even speak also. But as soon as he recovered, again he started speaking for 7 days. And his whole life again started. By heart. And each and every verse he will just analyze it word to word. Why this word is used over this context? What does it mean in this context? What does it otherwise mean? And why it is put over here and in this context? Kaisa uska composition hai? Pura detail mein batayenge, pura detail. So now I also read the same verse. And he also read the same verse. But when he reads, his understanding is different. And I read, my understanding is totally different. Why? Because of the purity, by the dedication, and by, you know, we call samarpan, that he has dedicated himself totally to the understanding of the scripture. And he's totally immersed. And whether he's having hemiplegia, whether he's limping, whether he's weakness, he is totally in bliss constantly. His physical state of suffering doesn't make him suffer at all. So scriptural reading also can help you to transcend your miseries, what you are going through now. It will take you above everything. And rahi baat concentration ki, it is explained that you should eat, even whatever you are eating, pure food, eat in moderate amount. Eat at different regular timings. Don't overload yourself just because it is available to you. Eat moderately and get up early morning, chant the holy name of the Lord, and find the best time when you are fully conscious. And that time you dedicate. Not that everything you have done in the best time and some time is remaining when you are tired and now anyway I want to pass some time, so let me read something from Ramayana. Yes, sir. In the olden times, not very far, you know, maybe your mother's, all the young ladies here, at your mother's times you must be seeing all these things. Or at your times you must have seen your childhood. That is our regulation, that everybody would work for the whole day, whatever farming, whatever you do, and come home in the evening and read scriptures, hear scriptures. There would be a gathering at home only. People would come together and somebody who is senior, maybe uncle, auntie, whatever, grandpa, You'll open a scripture and read from that. That will happen for a couple of hours and they'll take dinner and they will sleep. So not late in my house and also Dr. Sankhe's house in the village, you know, it was happening. Every evening I went to Dr. Sanjay Parab's house about 5 years back maybe. And all the uncles and aunties, everybody came home. There was a temple at home in the courtyard. And they all sat together, they sang some bhajans and they read some scriptures. Everybody took prasad and they went to sleep. It was an everyday affair. You know how it stopped? When television came, it stopped. Television robbed you of your culture. मतलब एकदम हार्श लैंग्वेज में बोलना है ना, नंगा कर दिया टेलीविजन ने हमको. वॉट एवर कल्चर वी हैड विच आर कॉल्ड एज क्लोथ्स, वॉट एवर कल्चर वी हैड, द टीवी रॉब्ड एवरीथिंग अवे. नाउ देर इज नो टाइम, एवरीबडी हैज द इडियट बॉक्स इन द हाउस एंड एवरीबडी इज ग्लूड टू दैट बॉक्स एंड दैट प्रेशियस टाइम विच वॉज सपोज टू बी हियरिंग द वर्ड ऑफ गॉड इन द असेंबली ऑफ डिवोटीज इज फिनिश्ड, इज गॉन. Now nobody thinks it is required. Nobody feels. Only when you go to church and anyway father is speaking something, so you are hearing. Anyway you go to some holy activity, somebody is reading some scriptures, some recitation is going on, that falls on your ears, but you are not into it. Because the in-depth understanding is not there. Why we do this thing? We don't know. No? But it was our culture. In all religions, by the way, it's not only Hindus or Islam. Every religion had that culture to hear from the scripture regularly. Even if you read that, see the movie, the Jesus of Nazareth. Is that right? Many long hours movie. Kaun sa tha wo? Wohi na? In that also, Jesus comes and opens the scripture, starts reading. And the assembly of people are already there. They are listening to him. So, it's very ancient activity. So what is our job? What the saintly people are doing? What Prabhupada did or what other saints are doing? They are trying to revive that original culture in you and me so that all of us become normal. Today life is not normal. With mobiles, internet, with Skype and all those things which are, you know, surfing, this, that, television, 255 channels. It's not normal. But all the time that is meant for you to connect to God is exploited by all these activities. Nowadays I am counseling people, young boys and girls are coming. Parents are complaining ki din raat mobile pe pada rehta hai. Constantly on mobile messaging, this, that, you know, text message, MMS message, and internet and Skyping and constant talking to some unknown people in the world, connecting with them, some communication, photographs on a wall, on a Facebook, you know. So many things are happening. And what is it all about? Simply a waste of time. Even if a part of that time, if sincerely we dedicate to hear what Lord has to tell you, your life will be successful. You will be very happy and blissful, and all so-called problems of the life will appear to be disappearing. I'm not trying to tell you a good advertisement. I'm telling you the fact. I want to give you an experiment to you. If you are upset, you open a scripture of God and read it. It may be philosophical, or it may be stories, it may be some events, it may be anything. Whatever you like, you can pick up. And I guarantee you, if you read it sincerely, you will be out of the suffering. See, situations in life will not change. But your reaction to that will change. Right? It's like my home conditions with my baby will not change. Only my reaction to that will change. And it will help you to change your reaction. She will not suddenly start walking and jumping. I read scripture, I read Ramayana, Lord Ram marriage with Sita, and I see Varshabhanu jumping and dancing, you know. That will not happen. What will happen is, because I am raised above the situation, at least for that time being, my reaction to the current suffering will change. For good, not for bad. And that is why we all have to be dedicated to spiritual life, because spiritual life will constantly help you to rise above your current sufferings. And one of the activities is reading scriptures. Okay, madam? So please read. Not only she or he or here. Everybody needs to hear the word of God every day as a daily nourishment.
The main problem is what I am facing, because we have not learned something. What we have learned is in 7th page standard.
That's all right. It's all right, no? At least somebody has done the mehnat of giving meaning to you. The Prabhupada did not sleep in the nights, you know. Prabhupada would get up at 1 in the morning until 4:30. Everybody was to snore around. He would translate the books word to word, give meanings to it. And you know, that's why it is so easy for us to understand. So, mujhe kya samjhega Bhagavad Gita? I tell you, I can buy heart the slokas. What will I understand by hearting? I don't understand anything. But it has been made easy to understand by that, you know. The same message is transferred to you. You know, if you read a Hebrew scripture, what will you understand by Hebrew scripture? Huh? Even the old Bible language is so difficult. You know, giveth and cometh and all those things, and it's so difficult to understand. And if Arabic you already study, they are reciting Arabic rakats every day in the mosque. But how many people understand that? What they are saying? In the Ramadan they must have read so many rakats of Quran. Who understands that? It's only ritualistic reading. Karna hai, toh sab log padh rahe usko. Koi koi aa raha hai, mullah toh samjha raha hai ki usme kya matlab hai. But otherwise, we need assistance. We have to understand. To reach God, we need assistance from other advanced and realized souls. We need to take shelter of theirs, and they will explain to you what is the meaning of this particular verse and how does it relate to your life. There may be a meaning, but then I ask, now how do I connect to it? It's a very good thing, but I don't know how to put it in my life. That also will be explained to you. Because and other thing I want to explain to you, that God's word is never obsolete. You know, obsolete, kala bhaiya ho gaya abhi. Now it's not applicable. अरे भगवत गीता तो 5000 साल पहले उधर वॉर चल रहा था, वो अर्जुन था, भगवान थे उधर खड़े, एंड उधर कुछ बोल बातचीत हो गया उनका. अभी क्या कनेक्शन है उसका? हाँ, कुछ डिस्कशन हो गया उनका. यार सम क्वेश्चन, यार सम आंसर. उसको युद्ध नहीं करना था, बोले करो, तो कुछ मान लिया उसने, सब कुछ सुन लिया, कुछ मान लिया और कर लिया युद्ध बाद में उसके. हाउ डज इट कनेक्ट टू नाउ? आई एम अ हाउस होल्डर, आई एम अ वाइफ, आई एम अ हस्बैंड, एंड आई एम अ चाइल्ड, हैविंग चिल्ड्रेन, एंड आई एम सम रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज, सम डिफिकल्टीज आर देयर. हाउ डू आई कनेक्ट? No, what has been spoken so many years back is now relevant today also. You need somebody to explain to you how it is connected to you. And not only that, it was spoken 5000 years back. While it was spoken to Arjuna, it was told ki this same knowledge I have spoken to sun god millions of years before. Now I am telling you again, repeating to you. Sa kale neha mahata, in the process of time it was lost. I am telling you again. That doesn't mean that only that time it was spoken. It's an ancient science. It was always there. It was told by realized soul to the disciples from ancient times. But at this time, again I am telling you the same thing. I am reviving the same thing again for you, in the name of you, for everybody else. And then there are many other scriptures also there. This was told during the war time. So short time, quickly, in nutshell, it was told. But then if you read Uddhav Gita in Bhagavat, much elaborate description is there. If you read Garga Sanhita, the much elaborate description of Krishna's life is there. What Parikshit Maharaj could not tell Sukhdev Ji Maharaj could not tell Parikshit Maharaj, because a 7-day curse was there, so he had less time, so he could tell whatever he could tell. But in details then, some other place it is explained. What Krishna told Arjuna in Gita on the warfare was told in detail and elaborate way to Uddhava when there was no war going on. So Krishna himself is telling in much more elaborate way. So there are times and situations, but the knowledge is eternal. It is not applicable now. So scripture never becomes obsolete. It's always applicable. Even if today's stone age will change and golden age will come, everything will become so nice, still the same knowledge will be applicable. For example, one knowledge is you are not this body. That will not change. Even if you are in Satya Yuga or Kali Yuga, you are not this body, it remains truth. You are spirit soul, it remains truth. It will never change. Your goal to meet the Lord in the end of this human life will remain same, whether you are in golden age or stone age, Kali Yuga or Satya Yuga. That's how it is eternal. And scripture is one of the many, many mercies of the Lord. One of the mercies is that he comes in the holy name for all of us to chant his name and to connect with him. One of the mercies is that he has created holy places where we can visit and purify ourselves. One of the mercies has sent his devotees, saintly people, to enlighten us, you know. We have Saint Joseph and Saint Peter and Jesus Christ himself, and then there are so many six sadhus, Guru Gobind Singh and Guru, so many acharyas are there. One of his mercies is that he sends his people. We call them as apostles, or we call them as saintly people, or sadhus, or sages, or rishis, whatever you can call. They come to enlighten you on behalf of the Lord. And one of the mercy of the Lord is, the Lord sends you the scripture, which will remain there. People will come and go, but it will remain there. Again, you can refer back and enlighten yourself. The scripture is the mercy of the Lord upon us, to help us to relieve current miseries and help us to relieve the ultimate misery, birth and death, and connect him back to him. Any other question is there?
Can I ask?
Yes, yes.
When you say the soul is pure and it lives forever, right?
Yes, yes.
And the soul has taken this body and come on the earth to experience certain things. So if soul is pure and soul is happy, why through this body the experiences are not happy?
Because the soul identifies with that body. The body which is full of misery, a body which is temporary, and body which is dying, to that body the soul identifies. When the husband dies, why the wife is suffering? Because the wife is identifying with that person who has died. There is identification. I am his wife, he is my husband, and he is not there. I love him, I miss him. So all our sufferings are because of the misidentification of ourselves with this dying body.
How do we differentiate?
Differentiate what?
In the sense, like when we say that I am not body, I am the soul. But when we are doing, when we are working, why then this?
So that is why the practice of spiritual life is there. It's called sadhana. Sadhana means, what is sadhana? It's a set of practices that you do every day to understand that you are not this body, you are a spirit soul. To bring you from the physical platform to the spiritual platform, there are the practices that we do every day. And by gradually doing it, you will understand that you are not this body. And actually, on practical level also, you will be able to detach yourself from the physical platform, material platform. And you will be attached to spiritual platform. And it's a lifetime process. It is not like this. Like this, you may choose to become a devotee. But like this, you will not get a realization. For that, you have to persevere. Mm-hmm. It's like you can choose today that I want to become doctor. But do you become doctor when you think of becoming doctor? No. You have to do a lot of procedures afterwards for many, many years maybe. And then you choose. Madam Sunita Kulkarni, at the age of 25, must have thought, okay, I want to become director of nursing in some institute. But she has not become director on the spot. She has to slog for whole life to attain that goal. So there is a thought process, and there is actuality, which will take place later on. So today you have understood theoretically that you are not this body. You are spirit soul. Now maybe one person is there with 150 kilos of weight, you know. And if you tell him that you are not this body, he will be very happy to know, okay, I am not this body. Oh, I thought all the time I was, you know, this is a big body with fat and everything, unable to walk. But if I tell Ashwara Rai, you are not this body, she will feel upset, you know. They say, it's such a beautiful body, I am this body, you know. If you tell Mr. Universe, Arnold, that you are not this body, you are different, then he will say, no, this is me. So what does spiritual practices do to you? It will bring you to a platform of reality. And it will take time. You have to chant. What is chanting? Chanting is like a sword, you know. Karvat kya bolte usko? Saw. It is severs you from the and attachment to your body and to the things which are attached to the body. What are the things? Because you think you are this body, then you think this is your mother, and this is your father, and this is your nation, this is your caste, and this is your community, and this is your color, and this is your race. All these are connected to your understanding of being your body, right? So when you chant the holy name of the Lord, you also get understanding that you are not this body, and also those things which are connected with the body, also I am not those things. I may think I am a South Indian GSB Brahmin from Karnataka, Well, I will understand that this is a temporary designation. Later on, I'll come to know gradually. I'm so attached, you know, somebody makes a South Indian food. I'm so happy, you know. Yeah. Oh, today you made this sabji, South Indian. Because I think I'm a South Indian, you know. And somebody comes from Tamil Nadu, say, this sambar is Tamil, typical Tamil sambar, you know. So you will say it's like Kerala sambar. So much you'll be identifying with it, you know. It feels so blissful. If something Kerala chips come here, you'll feel so happy, my God. But you'll come to know that this is all our temporary designations, you know. Your upbringing, your lifestyle and your culture and everything is temporary. It is not you. You are different than all these things. By the way, these are all around you. Just by some past activities you have been brought here. But nothing is true. Everything is going to go.
How do we connect to our own soul?
By the only method and the only method and the only method is to chant the holy name of the Lord. When you chant the holy name of the Lord, what happens? Cheto darpana marjanam. What is the meaning of that statement? You've been chanting every day, na? In the morning. Anybody can tell? Cheto darpana marjanam. What does that mean? The way the mirror is cleaned, like that your soul will be cleaned of all the misconceptions about yourself. The soul will be wiped off with all the dirt. All the dirt is accumulated there of misunderstandings, misidentifications and misconceptions. All those things will be cleaned by the process of chanting the holy name. Now what will happen next after that? Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam. It's not simple forest fire. It's Bhava Maha Davagni. It's such a fire. It's engulfing you from lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes, making you suffer in this world of birth and death. That suffering also will be extinguished when you chant the holy name of the Lord. And there are seven more effects are explained. There are one and two, and there are five more effects of chanting of the holy name.
So just tell me, I'm just getting confused here. Is that the soul is experiencing this
through the body?
Through the body. But then how I tell the soul to act like this?
It is you. You're not telling the soul. The soul is only you. You have to tell yourself. That's all. It is you. Soul is not my soul. Soul is me.
Yeah.
When I say I, it is my eye and my nose and my hand and my hair and my body.
Yeah.
That's not me.
It is
but
not the body.
Where, what is that my? That is me, na? That me is soul. That you are. That is you.
Huh.
And you decide by your independence that I should do this. That's all. That independence is given to you.
Right.
You can decide to come to this class or not to come to this class. It's independence. So with that same independence, you can decide, okay, I want to chant the holy name. And understand what the reality is.
Here it requires intelligent and mind also.
No, no. But you are not intelligence and you are not the mind. You are not the mind, you are not the intelligence, you are not body, you are nothing. You are only spirit soul, which is covered with all those things. Mind, intelligence and the body. And when you choose, okay, I want to get out of this suffering, I understood okay, this is all suffering, I want to know how to get.
How do we choose? I mean, we are applying.
By association of people who are self-realized,
mm-hmm.
When we meet them, when you associate with them, you are getting a knowledge key, yes, and you get convinced about it. And on the basis of the conviction, what you heard, you act. You choose to act. There's a beginning, no? Where beginning what happens is, beginning you hear from somebody and it strikes you and convinces you and then you act upon it. Huh? Harry Potter ka book jab aaya, तो पहले क्या हुआ आपने सुना हैरी पॉटर आया बाद में बोला कि अच्छा है बहुत जाना चाहिए बच्चों को लेके सो यू आर कन्विंस्ड एंड यू टुक योर चिल्ड्रन देयर एंड नाउ दे आर सेइंग डोंट गो समथिंग एल्स हैज कम देयर इज एसएमएस इज कमिंग एवरी डे यू नो कृष्णा एंड कमसा ब्लॉक बुकिंग इज डन प्लीज कम 8 o'clock इन द मॉर्निंग टू राधा गोपीनाथ टेम्पल ऑल द डिवोटीज आर गोइंग टू वॉच टुगेदर इन पर्टिकुलर दिस प्लेस टिकट्स आर अवेलेबल. So how I know about Krishna and Kamsa? Somebody is telling and informing. So then I am getting convinced I should do it. Then I am doing it. I am choosing it to go. So like that, spiritual knowledge is given to you by the mercy of the Lord. By some good activities that you have done in the past, has made the Lord to be merciful to you and the message is delivered to you. By some mouth, somebody, by some means, it has been delivered to you. That is the mercy of the Lord. in the heart. Riddeshe Arjuna Tishtita. Lord says that the residence of the soul is in the heart. It cannot be seen because it is not material. You have all equipments which are material. Your eyes are material. Your microscope, telescope, micro-microscope, everything is material. And the soul is not material. So with the material equipments of magnification, amplification, you cannot perceive what is not material. It is spiritual material. It has to be perceived by spiritual methods only. If I want to tell you that there are living entities in fire also. Now you don't have any equipment to measure those, but now science has also gone ahead and found out living entities at 3000 degrees centigrade. There are bacteria living that time also. So there are different methodologies there, but they are still material, so you can see with material equipments. But spiritual things has to be perceived on the spiritual platform by spiritual methods. That's why you cannot see the soul with your material senses. There is some procedure for that, which is a spiritual procedure. And if you follow that, you will come to understanding, yes, I am the spirit soul. That is called realization. Now what you are understanding is theory. When you practice those, you will get a realization. And that will take you further, the further realization. It's like that. So don't worry, just do the procedure with faith. What we need in the beginning, at any given stage, is little faith and the procedure. That's all we do. Don't think that I will become Mahatma, then only I will start doing this. Mahatma you will become later on. Right now in the given conditions, just keep little faith and do it. That's all. The Lord will give all kinds of support to you, all kinds of favorable situations for you to go ahead. He will arrange for you. Sometimes amazingly you will come to know, oh my God, I never imagined that Lord will do this to me and I will get benefited like this. And you will get benefited. Just have faith and do it. That's all. Just do it. And it's all good only. Please understand. There is nothing to lose, nothing bad, nothing detrimental. It's all good only. Just do it. That's all. Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.